What about the patient who presents with a primary colon or rectal cancer and surgically resectable mets? I mean, the scenario of simultaneous primary mets is not uncommon.
Right.
What about the situation where the mets are potentially surgically resectable? How do you sort of think that through? How do you factor in whether the primary is symptomatic or not?
You know, I think that chemotherapy causes primaries to regress just as it does mets. And nowadays with the excellent CT scans, you can actually see the tumors in the colon and see them shrink on chemotherapy. Now, one of the interesting things that I've observed in some of my patients is that when you are using biologics, sometimes you'll see a paradoxical appearance of increase of disease in the liver. And I think there must be some sort of an inflammatory circumstance going on as tumor necrosis is occurring. The tumors will look worse in the liver. If you look at the tumor in the colon, you can see it shrink, and the CEAs will come down.
Wow. Has that been reported?
Well, we tried to report it. We sent in some case reports to several different journals, and it was rejected. But I've seen that now in case after case. It's a worry to me because these patients look like they're progressing, and if you use RECIST criteria, if they're on a study, you have to take them off. But I don't think they're progressing.
Yeah, you know, amazingly, we just had a five-hour educational recording session a couple days ago on GIST. Mm-hmm. It can make that much information would be GIST. But one of the things that came out there was when you give imatinib to people who have mets in the liver, sometimes it doesn't shrink, and then you go in there and there's no viable tumor.
Right.
So maybe the biologics are going to have to look at differently in terms of imaging.
I think that's absolutely the case, and I certainly do that in my practice. I'm cautious about saying this isn't working. A lot of times you'll see that the centers look necrotic, the characteristics of the tumors have changed, and I would just caution oncologists in practice not to abandon therapies too early because of an initial CAT scan that is equivocal.
So you've got a patient with a colon cancer, completely asymptomatic, who has a couple potentially resectable liver mets. They're a younger, healthy patient. Are you going to start chemo? Are you going to have them go to surgery? What kind of surgery?
Well, that's the sort of thing that we would discuss at our multidisciplinary tumor conference, and we try to come into consensus. And I think my preference in general is to try and manage surgically first and treat minimal residual disease in this setting, just like in the setting of liver-only recurrence. But there are some times when that isn't practical. So say it's a rectal tumor and you're not going to be able to do an hepatic resection and a rectal resection in the same trip to the OR. In that circumstance, you may take a different approach than somebody who's got a cecal cancer and a couple liver mets where the surgeon may be comfortable doing both at one time.
Now, what's involved in the decision between whether to do both surgeries together or separately?
Well, I think that it partly depends on the comfort level of the surgeon, and it depends on what they find in the OR. I think that surgeons are very careful about not wanting to cause undue complications and, you know, to violate the bowel and to enter the liver on the same sitting may be something that will cause more morbidity, hopefully not mortality. So often we'll pencil in an approach for somebody, and that approach changes when they're in the OR.